弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace to all you brothers and sisters.
曾经有一位姐妹同我分享她第一次到教会的情景。
There was one sister who shared with me the first time, her experience being the church for the very first time.
她从中国大陆来美国是以 H4 签证的身份，就是与早几年来美国的丈夫团聚。
So she came to the United States with a visa of H4 to join her husband over in the United States.
但是不幸的是，她来美国不久，她的先生就离她而去。
But unfortunately, her husband died.
Not that. 跟她离婚了。
Oh, I'm sorry. Divorced her soon after she arrived at the States.
那这位姐妹从小在国内是参加专业的体育团体。
So this sister we just talked about, she's a professional athlete.
一个普通的体育运动员退休了以后，他没有特别的专长。
So as you probably know, as a professional athlete, she doesn't really have a very special skill to kind of make a living afterwards.
那刚来到美国以后，语言又不太通。
And her language, as you know, is probably not as very fluent as well back then.
那面对她自己的家庭遭遇突然不幸的变化。
So upon coming to this situation,
当时她一个人带着刚刚上小学的儿子。
So she has one of the child going to the first year in elementary school.
只能靠在餐馆打工度日。
So she can only make a living by a part-time job at a restaurant.
生活的艰难可想而知。
As you know, this is pretty hard for her, being alone by herself in this foreign country.
那就在她打工还有她休息的时候呢，有教会的姐妹们分别跟她谈论、看望她，跟她传讲福音。
So there was sister visiting her and share with her some gospels and being taking care of her.
时间久了，他就想到教会看一看。
After a while, she become interested, want to come to the church.
好不容易遇到一个礼拜天，他能够调休的时间，他带着儿子来到了当地的一个华人教会。
So it was for a simple way she can come to the church for one Sunday, with her son.
那天主日崇拜，他和儿子默默地坐在最后一排。
So She and her son sitting on the back row of the church silently.
但突然呢，从他旁边呢就走过了好几个，或者是一群，面孔对他来讲非常熟悉的身影，走过他身前到了前排，非常自在的坐下。
So she noticed a group of people that came through the church, someone she has known from the past.
那凡是在餐馆打工的人。来到华人教会以后，一定会遇到一些面孔比较熟悉的人。
So, as you know, as a worker in a restaurant, you will definitely see someone with a familiar faces at the church.
那几个姐妹的面孔呢，在她的记忆中印象非常深刻。
So those person just came to church that has she remember them really well.
他们几个人。在享受了他的周到的服务之后，最后要给小费，他们怎么给呢？把钱包打开，然后把里边有几个钢镚儿倒出来放在桌子上。
So, she remembered those people, the one that went to eat in the restaurant she served, and at the end of the meal, those people just give them a coin from their pocket.Small coin, small amount of coin.
对一个孤儿寡母来讲，那个时候，他们的生计完全是靠他的小费。
So as a single mother and a child, she lived on those tips.
那他见到那几个姐妹很自然地坐在前头，他脑子马上一个反应就是，这几个人是基督徒。
So her immediate response: Are those people consider themselves as Christian?
如果他们都是基督徒的话，我宁愿不来教会。
So if they consider themselves as Christian, I would rather not to come to church anymore.
就在他这个想法刚刚浮出之后，战胜拉的儿子就要离开。
Immediately after that idea, she was almost took her son's hand, trying to walk out of the church.
结果儿子有一句话令他止步了。
And then her son, saying the following, stopped her from walking out of the church.
他儿子抬头看着说：“妈妈，我们干嘛来教会？”
So the son asked his mother, "Why did we come to church anyway?"
我记得有一次王阿姨在咱们家讲说，教会是敬拜上帝的地方。
So I remember Aunt Wang told us that the church is a place people come to worship God, right?
俗话说，穷人的孩子早当家。
So we always tend to saying that the person, a kid born from a poor family usually is is quick to establish their family or household.
当他口中讲的那个王阿姨到他们家探望他，跟他妈妈讲福音的时候，他在旁边听到了，而且记下来。
So this boy actually will listen to the dialogue between Aunt Wang and his mother. So he learned about those truths.
那位姐妹听完儿子的短短的两句话之后，泪流满面的坐了下来。
And after her son told her this, she was shedding her tears and then sit down on the pew quietly.
从此她再也没有离开教会，成为一个很好的姐妹。
And afterwards, she never walked away from the church and become a very, very good sister in Christ.
所以跟大家分享这个故事，我是想跟弟兄姐妹和朋友们讲，或者说我想重复那个孩子的话。
So what the reason I want to share with you is I really want to have to reflect on this the word that from this young boy.
我们干嘛来教会
？Why do we come to the church for？
或者说我们来教会的目的是什么
？So what is the purpose of us coming to the church？
如果我们来到教会不看上帝
，So if we come to the church not to focus on our God,
只看人的话，
and you only pay attention to people around you,
那在这今天这个世界上，我相信我们找不到一个理想的王国。
So then, if that is the truth, then you won't be able to find a perfect kingdom in your mind.
因为圣经里有一句话是我们经常提到的，就是罗马书三章二十三节，因为世人都犯了罪。亏缺了上帝。
We all know from Romans 3, everybody falls short of God's glory.
所以我相信在座的你我他，所有我们，没有一个人敢说我们是完全的人。
So none of us sitting on the pew today that we can say that we have no sin.
况且做基督徒有一个前提，什么前提啊
？And also being a Christian, we have a promise that you all know.
就是要承认。
We need to.
我们是罪人
we are sinners.
但却是一个什么样的罪人呢、啊、蒙恩的罪人
but we are the blessed sinners.
所以我们可以说教会是一个罪人聚集的地方
so we can say church is really a gathering of all sinners.
当然是蒙恩的罪人
a gathering of blessed sinners.
那我们可以从另外一个角度来思想福音是什么
？So from the other perspective, that's considered what gospel is really.
福音是那位创造的上帝带给我们人类的大好的消息。
So gospel is the good news that our Creator bring forward to the human being.
那这个大好的消息绝不会因为我们人有罪，也不会因为我们人有缺点。而改变丝毫。
So this great news isn't going to be changed because our imperfection as a human being.
福音也绝不会因为我们相信了福音的人仍然有缺点，甚至仍然会犯罪而有丝毫的改变。
So the gospel will not change because our belief, what we believe, what it is, it won't change at all.
反而正因为我们人的罪，因为我们有缺点，因为我们可能会继续的犯罪，所以我们需要福音，我们需要 上帝的大能。
As a matter of fact, on the contrary, because we have sinned, that's the reason why we need to have the salvation from the Lord, and that's the gospel.
那你手中有圣经的话，请你再次的打开圣经，新约腓立比书一章。
So you have a Bible, would you open up to Philippians chapter 1? We can go through those passages together.
我们今天一起来学习十二一章十二到三十节这段经文，借着这段经文。请弟兄姐妹们和我一同从三个方面我们来进行一下关于福音的脑筋激荡。
So through those verses, I'd like to be able to examine reality of the gospel.
或者说是我们题目讲的关于福音的三个挑战。
Or the challenge to understand the power of gospel.
我记得上次我问到，一提到福音，那弟兄姐妹会不会自然的就认为，那我们要讨论的一些问题，讨论的对象是一些慕道友还没有信主的人。
So a lot of time come to gospel, we automatically assume this is a discussion for either the non-Christians or seekers.
慕道是什么意思
？So what do we talk about when we say we're trying to say?To see the truth.
难道我们做了多年的基督徒之后就不需要慕道了
？So, are we saying after being Christian after so many years, we don't need to seek the truth?
神的话语是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
So God's word is the lamp for our feet and light on our path.
另外，这本圣经，神的话语。充满了奥秘。
And also, the word according to the Bible is full of his wisdom.
充满了奥秘的智慧。
So it's full with all the magical wisdom.
所以，即使做了多年的基督徒之后，或许可能我们还深深地陷入在对福音的误区里边，不能自拔。
So consequently, I would like to say, after being a Christian for many years, we may still have a mistake or error to understand the true meaning of gospel.
那现在我们首先就从腓立比书一章十二到十四节的经文，看一看我们能不能跳出对福音认识的第一个误区。
So reading Philippians chapter 1, 12, 14.Let's see whether we can jump out of this first error to total understanding of the gospel.
身体可以被捆锁，但福音不会被捆锁。
Man's body can be chained, but the gospel cannot be chained.
腓立比书一章十二节，弟兄们，我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺。
In verse 12, it says, Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance.
保罗所讲的我所遭遇的事是什么事、啊、
So what Paul considered what has happened to me
什么事
What is that
他当时被囚禁在罗马政府的监狱里
So as you know he was being put in jail in a Roman jail
保罗是个什么人
So
就像今天的传道人一样
So Paul is like an evangelist that preached the gospel
他人虽然被囚禁起来了，但是他说他所传的福音兴旺。
So he was saying that even though he was in jail, but the gospel was an event.
那我们看看十三十四节的经文，腓立比书一章十三十四节，以致我受的捆锁，在狱营全军和其余的人中，已经显明是为基督的缘故，并且那在主里的弟兄多半因我受的捆锁。就笃信不疑，越发放胆传上帝的道，无所惧怕。
In verse 13 and 14, it says, as a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I'm in chains for Christ. And because of my chains, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and fail all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear.
这两节经文里面两次提到捆锁。
So in only two verses talk about chains.
那在保罗的十三封书信中，一共八次提到捆锁。
So in the 13 epistle that Paul authored, there's 8 times he used the chain.
其中有一半, 也就是4次出现在腓立比书1章这里。
So half of those recording occurs in Philippians chapter 1.
前面第7节, 还有后面第14, 第17节。
And they occur in verses 7, 13, 14, and 17.
虽然保罗在此, 好像是多次使用, 甚至他强调了捆锁这个词儿, 但是,
even though he used the chain so many times,
他的重点却不在他自己的身上,
but the focus is really not on himself.
他是借着自己的遭遇, 把焦点, 他想讲的焦点, 聚集在福音上。
But really the true focus is on the gospel, shifting his what he has encountered to the gospel.
想请问弟兄姐妹们, 在新约圣经使徒行传中, 他的记载说, 上帝的大使命是怎么样, 从耶路撒冷, 犹太全地, 和撒玛利亚, 一直传到地上。
I'm wondering you know that in the book of Acts, how does the gospel ever start from Jerusalem and spread to the end of the earth?
就是说初代教会的福音广传, 是因为 从耶路撒冷教会开始被逼迫,
because of in the early church, because of oppression to the Christians, that is the beginning of the spreading of the gospel.
那些门徒们被迫四处逃亡,
so the disciples are being scattered around as a fugitive,
逃到了犹太全地和撒玛利亚其他的地区。
And they run away from those persecutions to the end of the earth and all places in Samaria.
所以早期教会的福音是被迫传开的。
So in the early stage, the spreading gospel is being done kind of like objectively.
或者说是一种被动的方式。So
basically, it's a passive mode. It's being spread around in a passively.
那保罗更是被当时的罗马的军队押解着，是一种被动的押送到当时被称为的地级罗马。
As you know, Paul was being kept in guard and being put in jail in a place called Roman, that is considered the end of the earth.
并且保罗在兵丁的看押下边，在监禁的状态中。 用了足足2年的时间将福音在当时的地级罗马传开。
So after the careful watch of the palace guard, he was in about 2 years, he gradually spread this gospel.
这就是初代教会福音传播的方式，也是上帝的奇妙所在。
So this is the way that gospel was spread out at the early stage of church era, and this is considered a wonderful work of God.
请问在第13节经文中，一直我受捆锁在运行全经和七一的人已经显明，已经显明是什么意思？
So what does it over here in the Chinese translation on the 13 has been become obvious?
意思是大家都知道。
That really true meaning is everybody knows.
新译本翻译我跟大家念一下，以至于公义的卫队和其余的人都知道。 我是为了基督才受捆锁。
So over here in the new Chinese translation says the people in the palace guard and everyone knows that I was chained because of Christ.
大家可能意想不到的是，当时保罗在罗马被关押期间，身体受局限，被捆锁。
So even though Paul's physical body was confined in the jail.
但是他的生命却大有保障。
But then his security and his life was kept.
否则就会像当时教会历史中第一代执事叫什么呀？有一个人。
So otherwise he will be like the first Christian, first kind of Stephen.
斯提凡。 他当时呢，被那些周围那些反对的人追，追到最后怎么样？ 有乱世杂谈。
So as you know, the three men were stoned to death at the early stage of history.
我们从另外一个角度来思想，保罗当时虽然被锁链捆锁、关押，但是罗马皇家卫队却是按着班次来换岗看押他。况且据说是来的那个兵要把锁链和他捆在一块。
So as you can imagine, even though Paul was in jail, but he was safeguarded by the palace guard. And every time the guard went to visit them, they had to cut themselves together with Paul.
但是保罗是罗马公民，所以他被批准可以在关押期间会见客人。
So because Paul is a Roman citizen, he can see visitors freely.
看这锁链，这锁链。
So you can see the chains on his hand.
那这样的话，我们可不可以这样讲？就是说，这些皇家卫兵是奉命按时来参加保罗的小型的布道会。
Kind of like jokingly, you can say the palace guards they come to a small group gathering with Apostle Paul.
况且他们轮流前后来参加长达两年的时间。
So every single one of them come to join with Paul in this study for about2 years.
我们真的不敢想象。
So we really can't not imagine that.
这些由保罗亲自培训的罗马的官兵里边。
So among all those palace guards that Paul has been with.
罗马皇家的监狱里边的警卫们，这些呢卫队们都是罗马军队里边的精英。
So those are the selected person that got Apostle Paul.
将来没准会出几个主日学老师。
Probably some of them will become a Sunday school teacher.
甚至会出几个传道人，不知道。
And probably become a preacher too.
所以到这儿就第十四节，我想应该我们很容易理解。
So it's very easy to understand what's after verse 13.
因为第十四节说，族里的弟兄们多半因我的捆锁就笃信不疑。
So because of my chain, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord.
越发放胆的传道，无所惧怕。
And dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear.
福音因着保罗被捆锁而奇妙的得到了保护性的传扬。
So gospel amazingly was advanced further because Paul was in chains.
你想连皇家的卫队就站着岗看着他，让他来传，别人谁敢来拿石头砸他
？The palace guard was actually guarding him and helping kind of in a way to advance the gospel.
所以这个消息传到教会之后，那些弟兄们哇，放胆的就讲吧，有皇家的卫队保护着他在传的，我们也传吧。
The brothers in Christ are very encouraged, so they are more to proclaim the gospel without fear.
所以我们可以用天时、地利、人和来形容保罗被捆锁之后，仍然能够将福音传出去。
So we can understand all the situation worked well in terms of timing, location, and everything to help Paul to spread the gospel.
我们所相信的上帝就是这样在奇妙的做工。
This is an amazing God we all believe in.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们遇到困难、艰难、困苦的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when we encounter troubles and suffering,
不要轻易就怪罪那个魔鬼撒旦。
Don't try to blame everything on the on Satan.
要脑筋急荡，要脑筋急转弯。
But you need to have a quick turn in what you want to think about.
我们信的是谁呀
？What we believe is.
我们信的是。基督信的是耶稣是上帝。
We believe in Christ, we believe in Jesus, we believe in God.
我们是属神的人。
We are children of God.
我们首先要祷告求上帝。
We need to pray to the God first.
让他赐给我们勇气，让我们去面对这样的艰难困难。
So we have the courage to face all those troubles and suffering.
赐给我们智慧去分辨为什么我们会面对这样的艰难困苦。
Give us the wisdom of discernment.
赐给我们能力，去能够有一个平安的心态去经历。 我们所面对的艰难。
So he saw upon us our power and our keys to be able to experience the suffering and troubles.
我曾经跟大家分享过，在中国大陆文化大革命期间。
So I want to share with you a story during the Cultural Revolution in China.
有许多的传道人、牧师被抓进监狱里边。
There were a lot of preachers, evangelicals being put in jail.
文革前后计算是十年，但是有些传道人被抓进监狱里边，前前后后十几、二十年，甚至更多的。
So a lot of them in jail for almost like 10 or 20 years in jail.
但是走出监狱以后，他们有一个共同的看法。
So they all have a common understand when they got out of jail.
就是在那个特殊的时代，他们被抓进了监狱。
Just because they were in jail in those special times and circumstances.
他们的性命才得以保护性的存活下。
They were able to survive through those period of time.
如果不进监狱，他们可能很有可能在外面就被红卫兵那些造反派批斗、毒打而死。
So if they were not in jail, they probably will be persecuted and being murdered by the Red Guard army or the people's faction.
所以真正认识福音的大能，需要上帝赐给我们智慧。
So to be able to understand the power, the true power of gospel, we need the wisdom from God.
现在我们就从腓立比书一章15到18节的上半部分。来思想遇到教会内部的人的问题的时候，我们能否跳出认识福音的误区
？Now let's turn to our focus about how we can jump out the second error that will happen to the people in the church by understanding Philippians chapter 1:15-18.
这第二个误区就是跳出嫉妒、纷争、拦阻福音的误区。
Jump out of errors of envy and rivalry that hinders the advances of the gospel.
你看，从15到17节经文里面，我们看到15节经文里边指出两种人。
So in verse 15, it mentions about two types of people.
一种是传基督出于嫉妒的人。
One of the people is preach gospel for the envy and rivalry.
嫉妒纷争。那他所对应的第十七节，指这些人出于自私动机不纯，企图要加增我捆锁的苦处。
And those people that we just mentioned is have self ambition and they are not sincerely and they supposing they can stir up trouble for me while I'm in chains.
第十五节后半部分，有些人是出于好意。是出于爱心，知道我奉差遣是为福音辩护的。
A second group of people recorded in the later part of verse 15, those people spread gospel because of good will.
那我们可以想象，这几节经文所反映当时的保罗呢，他是遭受着身体和精神双重的痛苦。
So after reading these verses, you can tell that Paul was encountering both physical and mentally distressed.
这里指的这些人是什么人？有些人，有些人什么人
？So when talking about these people, what are these people?
是教会外边的还是教会里边
？So are those people out of the church or just people inside the church?
传福音的人一定是教会内部的人。
So when they say the people that preach Christ, gotta be people inside the church.
那根据当时他写作这个背景来分析来看呢，许多圣经专家、神学家都分析罗列了很多可能是什么人，我跟大家列出来几个。
So according to the background, when this chapter was written, and also some study from the theologians, I classify those three people in the following.
一个呢，一类呢，就是当时有一些反对向外邦人传福音的犹太派背景的基督徒，还有领袖。
Some of those are leaders and Christians that are the Jewish Christians, Judea believing. They are against spreading gospel to the Gentiles.
还有一些呢，可能出于对保罗的口才、保罗的声望嫉妒的那些基督徒领袖。
Jealous of the leadership and power of apostle Paul.
或者是呢，有一些曾经受过保罗严厉批评的那些信徒或者是领袖。
And some of maybe the person that is severely rebuked by apostle Paul.
据说保罗长的样子呢，是鹰钩鼻子，然后呢，说话呢不讲方式，特别的性格暴躁。
So you can see that Paul is a very violent person, very strict.
所以到了这个时候，他们就纷纷站出来对保罗落井下石，报复。
So when Paul is in jail, he'll come to this opportunity to want to make it more painful for Paul.
请问，如果今天当我们中间传基督的姐妹或者弟兄，甚至我们的传道人被抓进了监狱，
So consider this situation if our brothers or sisters in the church, all the preachers, being put in jail.
我们会不会是圣经中所指的那些人？有些人？
Will we be those people like the three group of people?
对那些关进监狱里边的基督徒，甚至是牧师，说三道四，落井下石。
And then continue to stir up more trouble with for the people they are already in trouble.
增加他们精神和身体上的双重苦。
Increase their pain physically and emotional.
我们应该怎么样做？
So what do we actually need to do?
怎么样做？去监狱探望他们。请问大家有没有去过监狱探望？
To visit them in the
有没有？
jail.
我一直期望我们能有弟兄姐妹们到我们 local 的监狱里边去看。
I would hope that brothers and sisters have a heart to visit people in jail locally.
我们就要去看望他们，为他们祷告。
We need to go pay them a visit and pray for them.
所以最不应该做的是什么呀？
So the thing that we should prevent
就是把我们那个手指头指出来。
We should train ourselves to do is point our finger at them.
看看这个手指头。当我们拿这个手指头食指去指别人的时候，另外三个手指头在干嘛？
So when you point one finger toward other people,
这三个手指头在指责我们自己。
the other three fingers point at yourself.
当我们拿出一个拇指来夸赞别人的时候，那四个指头在干嘛呀？
So when you praise someone else with your song, the other four fingers.
夸赞别人的时候，那个四个手指头在夸赞我们自己呀。大家举出来试一试。试一试，不要这样，就这样提出来。
So turns out you need to sum up most of the time.
神造我们，你说造得这么奇妙啊？
So God created us in a magical way.
有的时候我们在思想神的创造时，觉得不可思议。
So God has created in a wonderful way for the human being.
所以腓立比书这里让我们看到，当教会中那些出于嫉妒、出于纷争、出于自私动机不纯的人，上帝依然在使用他们。
So always in the beginning, it says, the church still uses those people that spread gospel because of envy and rivalry, even though their motivation is not pure, God still uses them.
不单使用他们，而且还让他们做小组长、做执事、做牧师、做长老。
Not only God used them, they also select them as the group leader, they also select them as a deacon, part of the deacon board, and then also select them as a pastor and elder.
如果我们不理解的话，就说明我们在误区里边。
So if we don't understand this, then we are really mistaken the power of gospel.
对我们每一个人而言，我们心中都有一杆秤，就是道德伦理观念的秤。
So all of us within ourselves, we have ourselves a ethical, so-called ethical balance.
那这杆秤往往受我们自己道德伦理标准的影响。
And our judgment will be influenced by this ethical balance, which is because of our own emotions and our experience.
记得几年前，我遇到一位牧师，他是在加拿大一家华人上千人的会众的教会牧会了20年之后，受一个神学院的邀请，要离开，转服事的方向。
So I met a pastor at Canada who has been pastor this church for over a thousand congregations for about 20 years, and his invited to a seminary school to start to have the being a teacher over there.
他离开之前，各个部门、小组、团体、家庭请他吃了40多顿家宴。
So everyone trying to invite him for dinner or banquet, there's almost like 40 meals altogether.
经过这几十次的宴请之后，他跟我分享，他说：“哇，我就在想，我自己认为，在过去的20年中，我作为主任牧师，我的强项是，我认真下功夫的去准备神的话语。我的最强项是在。”
So after so many meals that he was kind of reflecting, what I'm really capable of the most is my preaching.
但是在那四十多顿饭桌上，他所听到的是，哎呀，牧师，你看我们家老人，十多年前那一次你去看他，哎呀，牧师，我的儿子在哪年感冒的时候你来我们家看，谁我们遇病的有车祸的时候出现问题的时候你去看我。
And people really value this pastor is when he went to visit someone sick at the hospital, or the child is having a high fever, or some other relationship, they pray for them.
没有一个信徒提到说，你每次讲到对我们的印象特别深，哇，你每一次对哪段经文的分析，让我们明白了神的道理，让我们记忆犹深，没有一个人。
Not only mention about the sharing of the pastor's sermon and whatever verses he shared.
这就是我开始提到的那个孩子的文化。我们来教会干嘛？
So this is going back to the beginning, what I just mentioned. The question from that boy that I talked about. What is the purpose of us coming to the church?
那现在我们来看看保罗在罗马遭受了。来自教会内外的那种痛苦的时候，他是怎样的心态
？So what kind of mindset did Paul have when he had both distress and confrontation from inside the church and from outside the church？
前面15到17节讲完了那些出于纷争、嫉妒、私欲的那些人，对他的痛苦加增之后，在18节开始的时候。说出了一句非常潇洒的话。
So after he was told saying those people adding to my distress because of spreading the gospel based on their envy and rivalry and their selfish motivation, but Paul had a very interesting conclusion in verses 18.
这又何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开了。
But what does it matter? The important thing is that.In any way, whether from false motives or truth, Christ is preached.
所以保罗他在福音的施工中的这种情怀、这种境界、这种见识、这种智慧，需要你我他我们今天来好好的学习。
So this kind of like mindset and his understanding and wisdom about preaching the gospel really is something all of us need to learn.
求上帝帮助我们来学习保罗的这种境界智慧。
So pray to Lord that we can learn what Paul's mindset in preaching the gospel.
当我们来教会，我们的目的，我们把眼光注意的焦点 focus 聚焦在人身上的时候
，When we come to the church and our eyes are focusing on people，
或者聚焦到我自己的肉身的感受的时候
，Or focus on your own feeling and emotions。
我们所相信的那位上帝，我们所信的，可能呢就会被某一个信徒、某一个小组长、某一个执事、某一个传道人他们的一句话所影响的。
And our belief can be easily shaken by other people's comments, including other believers, or a small group leader, or even deacons and pastors and preachers.
所动摇了
，being shaken easily，
就像上次我讲的我外婆的例子一样。
I remember, if I don't know what you remember, I share with you my grandma.
受洗之后，在教会里边热心的传福音，热心的参与事工。
So after she has been baptized, she has firstly served in the church.
但是她的那个热心是非常非常脆弱的。
But her servant's heart is very fragile.
仅仅因为教会领袖犯了罪被惩罚，然后呢？
Simply because of this, preacher being fined and punished.
一气之下离开了教会，离开了上帝，离开了救恩呐、啊。
My grandma was just because of that left the church, forsaking God and forsaking the salvation.
所以认识福音需要上帝赐给我们智慧。
So to understand the gospel, we really need wisdom from God.
那接下来从十八章后半部分到三十一章十八节后半部分到三十节，我们一起来思想能否走出对福音认识的第三个误区。
So, verses 18 to 30, we're going to try to understand the third error we may make to understand God.
走出基督徒生命中喜乐的误区。
So, walking out or jumping out, misunderstanding of the joy of the gospel.
在这一大段圣经中，我挑几节读一读。
So, I'd like several verses to say about it.
十八节的下半部分，为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。
So, 18 says, wherefore the most of true Christ is preached, because for this I rejoice.
二十一节才有意义，讲到说，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
Over in verse 21, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
二十五节，我既然这样深信，就知道仍要住在世间，且与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
So, twenty-first, convinced of this, I know that I will remain and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith.
还有一个地方，二十六节，叫你们在基督耶稣里的欢乐，因我再到你们那里去，就越发加增。
26, 26, okay. So that through my being with you again, your boasting in Christ Jesus will abound on account of me.
刚才提到二十一节，它里面讲到说，因我活着就是基督，是不是显得保罗很自大呀？
For to me to live is Christ.
实际上也就是在翻译上的一字之差。
So there was some translation discrepancy.
我活着是为基督。
So this is to live for Christ.
那在这一大段经文里面，我们要接受的挑战就是基督徒生命中的喜乐观。
So what we understand is really our view about joy or rejoice as Christian.
那这个喜乐观建立在两个方面。
So there's two things that we need to understand about the rejoiceful as a Christian.
首先是建立我们与那位救主耶稣的关系。
First of all, is to understand that to establish a relationship with Christ.
第二个呢，就是我们和弟兄姐妹之间的关系是建立在那位耶稣基督的基础上。
So the relationship that we have with brother and sister is based upon the relationship we have with the Lord.
保罗之所以面对身体和精神双重苦难，而依然能够为此我欢喜。
So even though Apostle Paul is being oppressed both physically and mentally, and he still can be really happy, is because
就是因为他有一个以基督为榜样的。那个仆人之心。
So because he has a heart of a servant, model from the Christ.
仆人的概念是什么？有了仆人之心，这个是挖掘喜乐的秘诀。
So the heart of the servant is really the secret to find the joy for Christians.
做了基督徒最大的一个特征就是能够获得从上帝而来的平安。
That really the most important thing of characteristic being a Christian is find the peace and joy from the Lord.
平安喜乐，如果我们把这个奠基于刚才我提到的一个，就是以个人得失为起点的话。
So if you base upon your peace and joy on the personal gain and lose
那你会所到之处，处处你会想着，别人要给我喜乐，别人要造成我的喜乐。
Then you're focusing on other people that are the source of your gain and lose.
如果你令我不喜乐，怎么样？
If you make me unhappy,
在这种心态下，不要说对弟兄姐妹们，对自己的家人。
so not only that when you will have a trouble in the church, dealing with brothers and sisters, you also have trouble dealing with people in your own family.
左看右看，不像我的家人；左看右看，不像我的弟兄姐
So you look around, none of those people look like Christians to you.
在圣经里边有没有那种人？
So I don't know if you ever thought about this character in the
左看右看的，就像雅各在他眼中看那个拉班舅舅和他的舅妈一样。
So just like Jacob considering his uncle Laban.
他觉得处处别人跟他过不去。
So he believed everybody was giving him trouble.
一个人的得失作为起点，这样的心态，你什么时候能得到平安喜
So
乐？
when you base on your peace and joy from your gain and lose, when can you really get the true peace and true joy?
那圣经创世纪中记载，雅各使用欺骗的手段，夺取了哥哥以扫的长子的名分和祝福，为了逃避他哥哥的杀身之祸，逃到了舅舅家，一待就是20年。
As you probably know from the Genesis recorded, Jacob cheated the right of first home from his brother Esau, and then to prevent him from being killed by his own brother, he escaped to his uncle Laban's place.
20年之后，他离开舅舅家的时候是什么样的心态？我们看一段经文。
After he left his uncle's place after 20 years in his place.
创世纪31:38-41，我在你家这20年，我白白受尽干热，黑夜受尽寒霜，不得合眼睡觉，我常是这样。我这20年在你家里，为你的2个女儿服侍你14年，为你的羊群服侍你6年，你又10次改了我的工价。
So in Genesis 31 it says, I have been with you for 20 years now, and this is my situation. The heart consumed me in daytime and the cold at night, and sleep fled from my eyes. It was like this for 20 years, and I was in your household. I worked for you. For 14 years for your 2 daughters and 6 years for your flock, and you changed my wage 10 times.
听起来是不是很委屈啊？
So it looks like he's being really just being kind of suppressed.
雅各他只讲委屈的地方，他不讲他娶到了一个他心仪的漂亮的太太。
So even though he's suppressed, he never mentioned about he actually married a beautiful wife.
生了11个儿子。
And has 11 sons, 11 children.
你看看30章43节，于是雅各极其发达，得了许多的牛羊、仆婢、骆驼和驴。
In Genesis 30:43, it says, "In this way, Jacob grew exceedingly prosperous and came to own large flocks and female and male servants and camels and donkeys."
将焦点聚焦在别人怎么样、如何为我带来不快。令我不喜乐。
So when you focus on other people as an origin for your gain and losses,
心中怎么样能找到那种喜乐和平安的感觉
？So how would you have true peace and joy?
当我们像保罗的榜样那样，以耶稣基督为榜样，拥有一个仆人的心态。
So we learn from Paul models.From Christ as an example,
那我们的喜乐观就会改变。
Being a servant, then our understanding of the mindset of understanding of joy will change.
我希望自己的家人，我希望自己的同事朋友，我希望周边的弟兄姐妹们都有快乐，从我带给他们的快乐。
So, on the contrary, you will like to have joy and peace for all the people around you.And I can bring joy and peace to them.
我想方设法使对方喜乐。
So I will exhaust everything I can do to make them joyful.
其结果呢？
And what is the consequence?
你敬我一尺，我敬你一丈。
So like the Chinese people saying that if you respect me for one foot, and I will respect you for one yard, so to speak.
很有可能我们只为对方带来了一丁点的快乐
so,
结果别人呢对方呢回报了我们一个大的快乐
So possibly bring a little joy to someone else, but in return, you probably will maybe you gain back a big reward of joy.
上帝的福音不会因为外界的压力而受到限制
So God's gospel is not going to be chained or limited by the outside pressure.
上帝的福音不会因为教会内部人的问题而受到阻挡。
So God's gospel also will not be hindered by the problem inside the church.
上帝的福音能够帮助我们以仆人的心态，从基督徒的生命中享受喜乐。
So God's gospel also help us. To serve Lord in the heart of a servant.
真正认识上帝的福音，需要我们祈求上帝赐给我们智慧。
Truly, our true understanding can only come from the wisdom that God bestowed upon us.
还是开始那个孩子的话，我们来教会干什么？我们来教会的目的是什么
？Going back to the question from this boy that I talked about at the beginning of my Why do we come to the church for?
如果我们不看上帝的话，我们只聚焦在人身上的话，就会深深地陷入今天经文所提醒我们的三个误区里边，而不能自拔。
If you don't focus on God and only focus on people, then you will be trapped into the three mistakes or errors, so to speak, that I just mentioned in my sermon today.
陷入误区里的结果是什么
？So what would be the consequence of being trapped in those three errors that I mentioned？
结果是什么？赌气，离开教会，离开神的家，离开上帝，失去救恩。
And you forsake the church, forsake God's grace and salvation because of your internal anger.
盼望我们脑筋激荡。
So hope this is a challenge to us that we can understand true meaning of the gospel.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow and pray together.
恩主，感谢你赐给我们主您的话语。
Our Lord, we give you thanks. We want to thank you that you give us the word.
感谢你提醒我们，您的话语是我们脚尖的灯，路上的光。
Pastor, we want to give you thanks. Remind us your word is the light for our feet and lamp on our path.
求主您赐给我们智慧来读您的话语。
May you give us wisdom that we can understand your word.
求主您赐给我们智慧，来实践主您的话语。
May you give us the wisdom that we can fulfill your word as well.
求主您保守我们，求主您的圣灵与我们同在。
That Lord you sustain us, that your spirit be with us at all times.
这样的感谢祷告，祈求祷告。是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
Praise and thanks in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.